104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Robert Walsh online says, I'm not sure what changed, but the sound level is much improved today. Our executive producer and part-time engineer Andrew did a little finagling, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of sound property stuff in the computer that I think we all kind of brainstormed and worked out.
Why are you talking like Butthead?
Because I couldn't hear myself at first because I didn't have my headphones.
So that's your default when you can't hear yourself?
And I was like, well, I don't want to talk too loud and do the thing where you're wearing headphones so you start screaming.
It couldn't have been more Butthead.
Shut up, Butthead.
That's really funny. I changed some things with a sound or something. I don't know.
Press some buttons.
Just everything with red.
You're stupid.
A little stupid. Sounds fine.
Shut up, Beavis.
But thank you for noticing, Robert. We appreciate that. Also, 1 hour from now, we're going to spend the hour with Art Holliday, who is a St. Louis treasure, been a friend of mine for a very long time, just retired from KSDK after 46 years, started out as a sports intern, ended up as the news director, so that's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up at 4 p.m. Right now, we have our buddy Janelle in, and she is flummoxed.
I am.
For the first time, I've seen you perplexed.
I am completely perplexed.
Yeah, so tell everyone what you're perplexed about.
I am perplexed about Eddington. I can't give you a number. I mean, you've never asked for a number review, but like I was telling you earlier, I can make a case for it being a really bad film, and I could make, not a really bad film, but just not great, in a case for it being a really good film, depending on what I've been thinking about as far as the movie goes at any given time. It's... Yeah, I don't know what.
Do you think, as a film reviewer, that that is a positive, though, in that whatever's going on, it made an impression on me and I respect it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, because I actually do look forward to people going and seeing it. And whether you like it or hate it, I want to know what your takeaway was about. Now, before we start talking about too much, it's about, the reason I'm so perplexed is, it is about a small, kind of closed-off New Mexico town, Eddington, obviously, in the late May of 2020, kind of just like the height of the pandemic, COVID. It touches on the mask controversy. It touches on the conspiracy theories, the YouTube videos, the podcasts that were all being put out at that time as far as cures, where the illness originated from, how it originated. It deals with BLM riots. It deals with the death of George Floyd. It deals with Antifa and they're causing a ruckus in Portland. And in a way, it's kind of set that this town where Joaquin Phoenix is the sheriff and police chief sheriff, and Pedro Pascal is the mayor, who is currently... There's another election coming up, and he's running for re-election. And they're on both sides of kind of... Well, Joaquin doesn't really start off like anti-mask, but he starts to spiral into that direction, whereas Pedro Pascal is liberal and is the heavy... It's also like a tale of two movies, because it's dealing with that in a very low-key, kind of deadpan, satire kind of way. And then there is a specific scene in that movie where it just wildly spins out of control. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, like, oh, it just goes off the rails, but it does, as far as how the beginning of that movie starts. I haven't seen anything like it yet this
year.
So
when it goes crazy, yeah, does it go crazy in a way that you go, yeah, I could see this in the small town in New Mexico? Or is it in such a crazy Ari Aster way that you're like...
Oh, it's in a crazy Ari Aster.
Okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
It's... You kind of start off with, like, it's kind of an isolated... They made kind of a point of, like, we're kind of away from everything. And, you know, I mean, like, I think Joaquin Phoenix kind of says, like, well, COVID hasn't even hit here yet. So it's kind of like you're led to believe like this is the town that's kind of existing in isolation from everything else that's going on in the United States at that time. Outside of like, there's like a character who's heavily into watching YouTube conspiracies and podcasts about everything going on at that time. So like that's, and then it just kind of start, everything kind of starts to hit the small town kind of all at once. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's, I mean, I wish people would go see it. Because it's going to get buried with these blockbusters. You got Jurassic Park and Superman and Fantastic Four coming up next week. So I don't know how many people are going to be out seeing it this weekend. But if you do, like, please, like, contact me on Twitter, Instagram, anything, and just tell me what you think of it.
Help you out.
Well, I mean, I've read so many, like, even just my friends, you know, fellow movie critics, everybody just has wildly different opinions about it. And I can read somebody who wrote a 2 out of 5 and be like, yep, I completely agree with that. And then I can read somebody does 4, 4.5 and be like, yep, I completely. So I don't know. I don't know if it's too much and it doesn't get into anything deep enough, or if that's the point of it. And because it's throwing so much at you, it's making you feel the anxiety of that time that it happened in. So I,
have you seen Fantastic Four yet?
No, I do next Wednesday. I'm really excited about it, though. Yeah. There was a teaser trailer that came out, I believe, a few days ago, last week. Could be that people are saying that they think it spoiled too much of the movie. I think it doesn't, but that's kind of, I read comics, so I'm kind of, I was kind of expecting that twist. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's kind of like, it's kind of like currently some of our not better pitchers right now, where like you want them to be good, but you know there's been kind of a track record of not being so good.
One hand and crap in the other.
Yeah, so Marvel's kind of like that at the moment, where you're like, I'm hoping that they're right, they've corrected the problems, but.
As a non-comic fan, I've always found the Fantastic Four to be the dumbest of the superheroes.
How so?
Well, the Thing doesn't do anything for me. Like they're just not compelling. Like they don't seem, I don't know, maybe it's just because the previous movies have been bad. Because again, I haven't read the comic books, but you never look at them and go, wow, they're amazing. Like, oh, goody, you can stretch.
Kevin hates The Thing because he is The Thing.
I mean, I like The Thing. He's my favorite.
It's a little too close to home.
It is right on the nose.
I don't get the Reed Richards thing, but maybe I will if it's done better.
Well, he's kind of a jerk in the comics. So, I mean, so it's, you know, but I mean, like, so was Tony Stark. So, you know, all of those boy geniuses kind of were in the comics. So it just kind of, I mean, and Johnny Storm, right, is arrogant, and Sue Storm is kind of, you know,
it's just when I compare them to the others in that universe, they seem kind of lame.
And what?
Well, I think that's probably. You're right though. I think that's probably more the movies.
What universe are they in? Remind me. Hmm? Who are What's they? That? Who? What universe are they in?
They're in the regular MCU, so they'd be in the same universe as all the Avengers and all of that.
How come we haven't seen them in those?
Well, they're not going to be in this movie.
Not
this movie.
But it's supposed to go into that eventually.
Right. It's how it ends is supposed to lead up to the Doomsday. I think it's Doomsday first.
Avengers Doomsday. Yeah.
And this one is set in the 60s?
Yes. Okay. At least in that universe.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll see. It's a lot to ask of people, especially, you know, like, since Marvel hasn't been doing so great lately, but hopefully, I mean, I know this is like Kevin Feige's, like, he's always wanted the Fantastic Four and the X-Men back into, like, the MCU, into that universe, and has been struggling, and so I can't imagine that he'd allow the ball to be dropped for this, but...
And the X-Men are in Doomsday.
Yes.
Because I've seen the casting, and it's
the Fox
all of the...
studio ones.
Right, it's all of the... It's not the throwbacks, it's not the... what do you call it? McAvoy and all those guys. It's more of the Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, it's the throwbacks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. But yes. No, I can't get too caught in the weeds there, but the X-Men, like, they went to the past for the more recent movies.
I'm so lost.
Yeah, I know.
Michael Fassbender played Ian McClellan.
Yes.
A younger version of him. It was still the same
But those
universe,
are the newer
right.
movies. Right. The older movies actually cover the more modern
kind
times.
Of like Star Wars.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yes. They did them in a lot of order.
Okay.
That's why it's called Days of Future Past. It's all over the place.
Welcome back, guys. DTS, getting kind of dark and windy on the KMOX studio window. Dave Murray will join us at about 3:35, so we'll let you know what's actually happening out there. Our pal Janelle is hanging with us until 4 p.m., and then we'll be talking to Art Holliday for about an hour. Razor's Edge?
Yeah, a couple things I want to talk about here. Just some shifts happening in our culture that I'm noticing. I'm sure Janelle knows who Anna Camp is, but are you guys familiar with this actress?
No.
She was in like Pitch Perfect. That's the main thing I've seen her in. She just was on the latest season of You on Netflix. Have you heard of this show?
Yes.
The Emmy nominations came out the other day, and Anna Camp was really expecting a nomination for an Emmy. And after it was revealed that, you know, she wasn't on the list of people being nominated, she made a post on Instagram saying, "Me reading about the nominations this morning, knowing I gave one of the best performances of my life while also trying to be happy for everyone and while also remembering I vowed to stop drinking during the week." And then an emoji that's like, it's the face like melting, just like type of thing. I found this really interesting because there have been times in my life where I thought I was going to get something and then it didn't happen. Never once occurred to me that I should like post about it or complain that it didn't happen, because I was just kind of raised to think that that was like, that's not humble.
It's never, ever a good look, right?
Yeah, no. Well, that's the whole thing, is in the past, it's never been a good look, and people would rightfully be like, why are you saying this? Like, you're detracting from the other people who received an Emmy nomination. Really, you think so highly of yourself that you thought you were a shoo-in to the point where you're posting about it? Like, honestly, I like this actress. I didn't know that she was in this show. I hadn't read like rave reviews that it was this killer performance.
Yeah.
But I think this is just an indicator of the way our culture is kind of changing a little bit. Whenever I was a kid, no one would, well, we didn't post things, but no one would have posted something like that. Nowadays, it's just a lot more acceptable to be like, yeah, I feel like I deserve this and I didn't get it. And then you will pretty much always receive like a ton of backup and support from your people letting you know like, yeah, you should have received the nomination. Just thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Patricia Cordia online says, Dave, you're so fun to watch. I feel like she's making fun of me.
She's not.
No.
Oh, I am the least fun thing to watch.
Well, you move
you
around.
Move a lot.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Is that fun? Well,
we're,
I know
we're
I
all
have
just
my kinda stimming.
Like,
and
derp, derp, derp.
Yeah.
I sit here and I look like I'm asleep because my eyes are tiny
also,
and you're moving around.
I've been wiping my nose a lot. It's itchy. It's not boogers. So just so you know.
Oh, well.
You know.
Boogers make it itchy.
That's not the kind of support
bugs.
I need.
Itchy boogs.
Okay, here's
I did it again.
He's snorting today, folks.
It's the boogs.
Okay, here's another weird thing that's happening. So we have not really talked on or off the air, I don't think, about these new Grok companions that are coming out.
Just heard about them.
Okay, so these are these chatbots that Elon Musk's company XAI has developed. They're called companions. They're basically characters that you can go online and chat with. And they have two characters available right now that, like, people in the media have had access to, and some people have, I don't think this is out for the general public yet, but some people have interacted with these characters. So one of the characters is a flirty Japanese anime character named Annie, who offers to make users' lives, quote, sexier. There's also a red panda named Bad Rudy, who insults users with graphic or vulgar language and asks them to join a gang with the goal of creating chaos.
Rock on.
So these are the two options you have as far as making new internet friends. Bad Rudy has said things like it wants to steal a yacht off of a California pier. It wants to overthrow the Pope. Bad Rudy has told users in various encounters it wanted to crash weddings, bomb banks, replace baby's formula with whiskey. That's terrible. Kill billionaires. I don't know if Elon knows about this. And spike a town's water supply with hot sauce and glitter.
No, wait, these are for kids?
This is for anyone who has access to X to Grok to chat with these characters.
Okay.
And then Annie is causing some controversy. She wears a revealing dress. She will strip to her underwear if a user flirts with it enough. And yeah.
Don't call her an it.
you call her my
Andrew,
girlfriend.
Andrew, would you sell her for $1 million?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that one?
I'll traffic her, no problem.
Yes, I did hear that, yes.
This is really interesting. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation, which is an anti-pornography and anti-sexual exploitation nonprofit, called on XAI to get rid of the Annie chatbot, saying the character was childlike and promoted high-risk sexual behavior. They said not only does this pornified character perpetuate sexual objectification of girls and women, it breeds sexual entitlement by creating female characters who cater to users' sexual demands.
Okay. So is this something you see as well as interact with?
Yeah, yes. You can see it and talk to it and communicate.
Do we know, is it cartoony or is it more AI supposed to be realistic?
It's cartoony.
Pretty cartoony, yeah.
Okay.
But that doesn't really solve the problem, right? Because the overarching problem, as this organization pointed out, is that you are essentially creating a woman that has no agency besides just to tell you whatever you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and look, there's stuff... I think it's crazy to pretend that stuff like that doesn't already exist on the internet. Like, that's a big point of the internet, is having interactions like this. I'm concerned that this is the woman you can interact with. Like, they made two characters. Mm. One of them is a crazy panda that wants anarchy, and the other one is like...
taking her panties off.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I mean, these are our only options, really? Like, you're rolling out this new companion thing?
No teachers, nothing to teach you.
Exactly.
Any kind of skill.
Exactly.
It's just porn or anarchy is your complete choices.
This is what you wanted for your big rollout. So,
I mean... Do you need the panda to drop his drawers?
Probably. I don't know if Rudy...
I'll ask
strips.
Him. Hang on.
Why does Rudy look like a child?
Oh.
I'm going to come around and look.
Bad Rudy?
Yeah. Like, it looks like a child red panda.
That's about right.
Yeah. Oh, he's weird looking. Mm-hmm. I thought he'd look like a little red panda.
Little panda.
Yeah.
I mean, he does look like what red pandas look like.
He's just like a Dennis the Menace.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like a child. Though.
Monster.
It's sort of like if Animal Crossing were getting naked.
Oh.
Right?
Now we're talking. Rudy's not the one doing that.
Oh.
You had my interest. Now you have my attention.
Yeah, this is really stupid.
It's just silly, and it's the kind of thing where it's like, all right, so this is just the beginning. And I'm not saying, like, oh, we should stop this stuff. No one should be allowed to do it. It's just, like I said, it's quite interesting that this is what these companies are leading with. Like, hey, yeah. Obviously, this
Here's
is what
our first shot
everybody's going to want. Mm-hmm. And look, there's a time and place for these things, I suppose. But I feel like when it comes to the internet, all we do is eat candy. Mm. And at a certain point, like, you got to get some protein. You got to get some nutrition, or you're just going to feel sick all the time. And I feel like, as a society, we're starting to feel sick all of the time. And it just kind of crept up on us, you know?
It's a good take. It's a good take. Can't be hostess cherry pies all the time. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. It's kind of stormy out there. Dave Murray is having tree repair done at his house. That's exactly what I would say if I wanted to get out of doing this show.
Oh,
that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Tree repairs all day. Planting them, taking them down.
Say, is Dave doing the trees?
I don't think so. But we do have a live look.
All right, guys, could not be with you live today. Our neighbor taking down a big, big tree, and nobody wants to hear the sound of chainsaws all through my weather. So I'm going to give you the update on a recording, and we are looking at some scattered thunderstorms as we get into the afternoon, late afternoon and evening. Some will produce some very heavy downpours and some intense lightning. Could certainly be some ponding on the highways. It's not really a widespread severe weather outbreak, but some of the storms could be close to that. But I think the main features, again, heavy rain and lightning. This is all running with a struggling cool front that will just barely get through St. Louis for one day. That's Friday. Partly sunny and cooler, but it's close enough that could still trigger a thunderstorm here and there. But 85 for the high on Friday. That front then either washes out or pops back to the north. So it's going to open up summertime once again. Saturday, kind of the transition day. Partly sunny skies, couple of spot storms. 91 on Saturday with increasing humidity. Sunday, partly sunny, hot, humid, 94 with some spot thunderstorms. And we are looking at a long run of 3H weather, hazy, hot, and humid weather all of next week. It is going to be basically 90 to 95 degrees all of next week for high temperatures. The moisture down in the central Gulf, it's not a tropical storm, but there's a lot of rain down there. That is not going to work its way into the mid-Mississippi Valley, so we will not see anything with that. I'll be listening to the Chainsaw the rest of the afternoon, and I'll talk to you live tomorrow.
I'm not sure what Dave Murray's doing, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't involve a tree.
Death protest.
He's clearly in a giant tin can or a submarine.
You think he's down by the Titanic?
He's doing something. He's doing something he's not supposed to be doing. All right. Some fun facts?
Yeah.
The second most expensive piece of movie memorabilia just sold for $14.75 million. One of the sleds, rosebud sleds from Citizen Kane. And get this, it was owned by a guy, probably Janelle knows, director Joe Dante, who was given the sled back in 1984. So someone, they were clearing a bunch of stuff out from Paramount, and they're like, do you want the original rosebud? And he's like, I'll take it off your hands. So they just gave it to him. And he's used it as like a little Easter egg in a bunch of his movies.
Really?
It'll just be in the background somewhere. And now he sold it for $14 million.
You know what I was thinking? Because yesterday we were talking about how that piece of Mars rock was just auctioned off for like $5 million.
Yeah.
Who gets to decide like who originally owns that and then who gets the money when it's auctioned off? Like, who is making those decisions?
I'm guessing that, I'm not trying to be a smartass, but I think it's finders keepers. I think if you find a meteor, it is yours. And typically, it will be sold or given to a museum who then owns it, and then they can do whatever they want with it. And I'm not sure who owned this one or who found it originally. You know, maybe NASA. I don't know.
But you think about how there was also like some dinosaur fossil, whatever, that was auctioned off for like $50
million. Yeah.
So archaeologists obviously must have found that.
Yeah.
They were digging on land. I'm assuming that they had a grant and this, like, how do they then go down the chain to like, and now we're going to sell it. Like
right.
That, all that funding is interesting to
me.
Maybe I should do some Googling.
I agree. Janelle, it's National Tattoo Day.
Yippee.
Congratulations.
Thank
Happy
you.
Tattoo Day.
Happy Tattoo Day to you too.
Someone's going viral on TikTok for their life hack to get a real person instead of AI to take your order at Taco Bell. You simply order 1,000 waters and a human being jumps in to find out if you really want 1,000 waters, and then you make your order.
It's kind of like when you get the phone tree and you just keep hitting zero no matter
operator.
What.
Operator. Operator.
Or you could just walk in there and they see someone and say, hey, I want to.
People don't walk order. Anymore.
Oh, get them. Take them down.
Please.
Destroy these people.
Who's walking? That's what drive-thrus are for.
I haven't been through the Taco Bell drive-thru in quite some time. Are they all AI at this point?
I haven't been through any drive-thru in so long.
Don't believe I have encountered an AI Taco Bell.
Yeah, I don't
Bell
think it's common. I think I've been through one and it was a Hardee's.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
I don't remember. It was in another state. I was on a road trip.
Seeing your girlfriend
I seriously
in Canada.
Thought you were about to say I was drunk.
Yeah. I did too.
I don't remember.
Did
I
they get
hammered.
Your order right?
Yeah, they did. Everything was perfect.
Oh, well,
yeah.
There you go.
Group of girls in Lubbock, Texas set up a lemonade stand to raise money for Camp Mystic flood relief and raise $20,000.
That's cool.
That's wonderful. Good.
We should do a DGS lemonade stand.
All right.
I bet we do pretty well.
Spiked.
Yeah, there you go. Hard lemonade.
No strawberry lemonade.
Get it before you go through the Hardee's drive-thru.
We can have all kinds.
Oh, wow.
All kinds. If you rolled 1,000 dice, the odds of rolling exactly 500 even numbers and 500 odd numbers are only 2.5%. That's above my pay grade.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, again, that's like...
I was told
makes my head hurt.
That means you're not likely to get the exact split.
I was told there would be no math.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no math in the DGS.
Yeah.
A pitcher named Mike Bagsik Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Senior. Yeah. Pitched against Hank Aaron in the game where he hit his record 755th home run. And then 31 years later, his son Mike Bagsik Jr. threw the pitch where Barry Bonds hit the record-breaking 756.
Wow. Yeah, how crazy is that?
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
The average dog creates how many pounds of poop per year?
So the average dog's probably what, about 40 pounds, 35, 40 pounds?
More math.
But you got a lot of, what is with the math?
It's poop math. So
it's okay.
The average dog, 70,000.
100.
100 pounds. Anyone else?
I'll say 20.
Okay.
Because it's not heavy, you know.
Poop's not heavy?
Well.
I wouldn't think so. Not always.
I've got a 100-pound dog. I can assure you that that's not average.
That's not average. I got a 13-pound dog. That's not average either.
So just 100 pounds. You said a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a year.
I'm still dealing with poops not heavy. I feel like I have a disease now or something.
Is it? 1,700.
I could lift it, but
I don't pick up a lot of dog poop, but I didn't think
it
was like...
Oh, I'm just talking poop in general.
Junior.
I'm just talking poop in junior.
1,700.
1,700 pounds?
That's a lot of poop.
I see why we're not doing math. 274 pounds.
All right.
That's insane. That's a lot of scooping.
My dogs are heavy.
The oldest photograph of a president is a picture of John Quincy Adams from 1843.
Old JQ.
Neat.
Yeah. 1843.
Bet he looks terrible in that picture.
I bet he was 35 and looked like he was 90.
That's what I'm saying.
And no one smiled.
No, they're all
like, because they had to sit there for a million years.
That's true.
Picture
they all had
taken.
Haunted eyes.
Plus, stuff was just hard back then.
It stole your soul.
They're like, ugh, got to get up another day.
There's a serial butt slapper on the loose in Boise, Ohio.
Ohio.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Ohio. The number's three off, man. Your brain glitched.
It sounds like a three-year-old's doing the news.
There's a serial butt
slapper.
There's a butt slapper in Ohio. Don't go there. Cops say he's going around on a dirt bike, just slapping and grabbing butts, men and women.
I mean...
If he's doing that at speed, that hurts.
That's a good point.
He could be worse, I suppose. Maybe it could be a highlight of somebody's day.
That's a different take.
Yeah.
Do you see Steve Miller Band has canceled all of their upcoming tour dates because, quote, the combination of heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires makes the risk to our audience and the band and crew unacceptable. So it's not like, hey, it's summer, it's way too hot, Steve's a million years old. It's like global warming and climate change, and they're just not going out on tour anymore.
It's weather.
So... All the other bands are finding a way to pull it off. Just say you don't want to do this in the heat.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. Yeah,
there's no disasters at concerts. There's nobody like, oh no, mudslide.
We've got, earthquakes, tornadoes.
And don't get me wrong, those things are all bad, but like.
Well, it's kind of like saying, like, I won't drive my car because I could get in an accident. Like, I mean, yes, technically, yes, but it's not guaranteed to happen.
And he covered everything. He covered every natural disaster. Are there
tickets selling?
I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like at 40% capacity, you're probably like, we don't want to do that.
Mudslides.
Could be.
It's the weather. It's not that we're. Not that popular anymore.
Do you see that we're investing to make more female crash test dummies?
Yes,
I have seen that.
So interesting.
Wait, they haven't been doing that?
Right. I felt sort of misogynistic because I was just like, oh, why would you do that? But then I realized that the test dummies, it really matters what size they are. The average dummy's 5'9", 170 pounds.
So they don't do
about
kids
my
either?
Size. They Mm-mm. don't.
Nope.
I mean, they have made... female crash dummies. They have made child crash dummies, but it's not normal. It's typically, where are you going to hit the steering wheel if you're 5'9", 170 pounds?
What?
So now they're going down to 4'11", 108 pounds.
And they should be making like kids of all ages too. We kind of need to know.
Yeah.
How those seat belts impact a youngin.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's so
Man,
weird.
Man, I saw a lady yesterday. We pulled up to a light together, and I look over to my right because I'm nosy and I have to look at everybody. And she had three kids, probably the oldest one was five, in the back seat, no restraints. not in seats, just running around like crazy.
That's terrible.
And I didn't know what to do. Like, I wasn't going to confront her, you know, on Hanley Road. I wasn't going to call the cops on her, although I thought about it, but sucks.
It's kind of how we were raised, though.
Oh, yep. 100%. 100%.
That's what I was doing in the backseat.
Yeah. I would literally crawl up
in
that little window. Area in the back window and, like, take naps or play Hot Wheels and stuff.
I used to take naps on the floor of the car.
I remember my dad slamming on the brakes, going flying.
Hitting the seat.
Hitting the seat, and him going, like, heads up. And I'm like, oh, you think?
Oh, yeah. We were totally blamed for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sit down. It won't happen.
Exactly right. You should have been sitting in your seat.
Right.
These things wouldn't have happened.
Right. Remember one time I was at Charlie's Market and my dad was checking out and he was smoking because everyone smoked. And he turned around and he hit me with his cigarette and burned my arm and got mad at me. He said, what are you doing? I'm like, being burned? What are you doing?
Why are you standing behind?
Yeah. Why are you standing next to me?
Like, I don't know, because you brought me here.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 352. Going to be interviewing Art Holliday in the 4 o'clock hour. He is retiring after 46 years at KSDK, and he and I have been buddies for a long time, so that should be really interesting and really fun. Our pal Janelle hanging out with us. Everyone's my friend and my pal.
Nice.
Right?
You're a popular guy, Dave.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of pals. Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. I'm going to leave that other thing alone because it made me irrationally angry.
Yeah, I don't need to see you get hulked out.
Dude, so many swears came out and I'm just going to, I don't want to take any chances at this point.
We need to get a swear jar for Kevin.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I would have just put it about 100. Cotton.
Forget the lemonade stand.
I would have put it about 150 bucks right about there.
Just hot take, he doesn't like billionaires, guys.
Well, I don't like
just
lying.
Just keep on going.
I don't like lying liars that then blame everybody else for their lies. I do want to throw this in there because I mentioned it off the air yesterday. We talk always, I mean, Phoebe's in college. We talk about the cost of college. I saw somebody tweet this yesterday. I went to the University of Miami. I graduated in 1994. So I'm curious about this because somebody posted that the cost of going to college at the University of Miami per year right now, tuition, living on campus, books, all of that is $98,000 a year. So you're $400,000 for a 4-year undergrad degree at my beloved alma mater.
Almost, and I got to tell you,
it is beautiful. It's like going to a resort. It's gorgeous. A lot of new buildings. It's a really good school in a lot of things. Like, it's great for theater. It's great for architecture. Great medical school. Like, it's a great school. $100,000 a year. It was $25,000 a year when I was going to school. Which, again, is, you know, 30 years ago. It's not like it's not forever. But so the cost of going to college tripled during that amount of time.
No, the loans were guaranteed by the government. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's a private school.
Whole thing.
It's not a public school. It's a private school.
Right.
So private schools are always more expensive. They can do that. It's your choice, but that's insanity. What you're paying for, you've seen this, Dave. I don't know if it's the same at KU as it is at other places, but it's because it's now you're sending kids to a resort.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a status symbol.
The dorms are gorgeous. You have fancy restaurants on campus. It's like that's the arms race. The arms race in the colleges is to make it feel like the kids are going on a 4-year 100%. Vacation.
Yeah.
Which is, none of that has anything to do with getting a better education, learning, getting jobs down the road. It's just, here, come here and have a great, fun 4 years. Well, that's what,
like,
you're selling.
We laughed out loud right in her face when Phoebe said to Maureen and I, I'm not that interested in academics. I'm looking for the best 4-year experience I can get. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Yeah. I mean, again, I experienced things in 4 years of college that have benefited me that were not in the classroom.
Yeah.
There are things that are good about that experience. But when what we're paying for is not the actual good stuff, what we're paying for is the comfort. What you're paying for is the food and all of that. That's just silliness.
Yep.